It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Hey, Kathleen.
Hey.
You hear that?
Yeah.
That's the wedding march. You might be hearing that about 5 years from now.
If she's lucky.
When your boyfriend finally figures out another way to propose to you. If you're just tuning into the Awkward Tuesday phone call, Kathleen is on the phone. She needs to call her boyfriend and come clean that she read an email that he was sending to his mom about proposing to her. He had planned the whole thing out. It was supposed to happen next weekend. And she read the email, and now she feels like she needs to call him in an Awkward Tuesday phone call and tell him that she found out the way he was going to propose and when he was going to propose so that he could change the way he's going to do it so that she can actually have a real reaction and it won't be ruined by the fact that she already knows what he's going to do. You want my advice?
Yeah.
I think what you do is you go to the zoo where he wanted to go. You keep everything the same, and then you propose before he proposes.
Yeah.
It's like a proposal battle.
Just a one-off.
Yeah, and then you beat him, and then he's surprised. What do you think?
I don't want to do that.
Kathleen, are you sure you want to do this? You sure you want to admit to this?
I have to. He went through all this work, and I just think that he deserves my genuine surprise, you know? He did all this. He deserves it.
Yeah. God,
okay.
I would do a lot of apologizing.
You know, he's the one that left the email open on his computer.
Oh, it's definitely his
it's
fault.
It's his
You're
fault.
Right.
You
Absolutely.
Should actually yell at him for ruining your proposal.
No.
All right. I'm going to dial the phone number right now, and you can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Okay.
Good luck to you, Kathleen.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, Hanbun.
Oh, hey, babe, what's up?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just running some errands.
Okay.
What's wrong? Are you all right?
No. I really need to talk to you about something, and I'm just kind of really nervous about telling you.
Okay, what's wrong?
Okay, I need to say that I'm sorry. Before I say anything else, I just need you to know that I'm sorry.
Why are you sorry?
Okay. So.
Babe, you're really making me scared. What's wrong?
I know. Basically, the other day, I went on the computer, and you had an email open to your mom, and I read it, and so I read the...
What?
Yeah. So, I know how you're going to propose to me. I read all the details, and it's really beautiful, and...
Kathleen, are you kidding?
I'm so sorry that I read it. I know I shouldn't have.
Oh my God! Why were you going through my emails in the first place?
I mean, I wasn't going through them. I just, you know, it was on the computer, and I was just gonna X out of it. But then I saw the word proposal, and then so I just started reading it. And I know I shouldn't have, but I'm sorry.
You read every? You did you read everything?
Yeah, I couldn't stop.
Oh man, Kathleen, I knew you wanted to be surprised.
Yeah. I mean, I still do want to be a surprise, and so that's why I'm calling you and hoping that maybe you can change the proposal so that I am still surprised. And I'm so sorry that I ruined it, and everything you planned was wonderful, and I really wish I hadn't read it because it would have been great.
Yeah, it's not even...
I'm so sorry.
I don't just don't understand why you read it. Like, how... Do you not trust me?
No, it's not that.
What do you think it was going to be?
I was just going to X out of it, but it was just a word proposal. I saw it, you know. I wasn't reading it. I was just, you know, I scanned it real quick, and then that's what made me read it because of the word proposal. I know that it's totally 110% my fault, and I shouldn't have read it, but I can't take it back. I can't unread it. And so now the surprise is ruined, and it's my fault, and I know that.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, how am I going to surprise you now?
I don't know.
I have to think of a whole new thing. I mean, we've been together 3 years. We could wait like another year, figure something
no.
out. Surprise you.
I
you
don't
wanted a surprise.
Want to.
I mean,
I just.
Jubal, what should I do?
What?
Wait, what?
Awkward.
What?
Wait.
Right? Jubal, you there?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you do, Justin. I have no idea.
Yeah. What is going
on?
I'm totally
what's
confused.
What's going on?
I don't know, man.
Someone clarify.
You got a lot of stuff to figure out now, don't you, Justin?
How do you know he's on the phone?
I don't know. Jubal and I, you know, we're buddies. We're friends.
Yeah, we go. Justin and I go way back, Kathleen.
What?
Yeah.
You
get a lot of three-way phone calls, you know.
What?
What is happening?
What's going on?
Oh, you want the truth?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I wrote an email to my mom and made sure to put proposal in there because I knew you wouldn't be able to resist reading it.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I told Emily that if you asked her about it, that she should tell you to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Shut up! What?
Yeah. And then I emailed Jubal and told him that if you emailed in about an Awkward Tuesday phone call, he should give me a call.
Man, this is getting elaborate, and I am impressed.
And then I did give Justin a call. And Justin and I talked a little bit about your whole situation, Kathleen.
Whoa. I'm so confused right now.
You lied to us too, Jubal. What the hell?
I like lying.
Oh, my God. You knew about this, Jubal?
Yeah. For like a couple weeks now.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
And I was thinking Kathleen was the awful person in this whole situation.
Wow. So this whole thing was just one big joke then?
No. Actually, Jubal, I think you have something that you're supposed to play.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
Do you know what that is?
Yeah, that's our song.
Oh, this is amazing.
Yeah, it's our song.
Oh, my God!
Hey, Kathleen.
Yeah?
I love you so much.
I love you, too.
I knew from the moment that I met you that you were the person I wanted to spend the rest of my life with, that I wanted to make incredible memories with, that I wanted to surprise one day. And so this is all I could think of because I knew you'd figure it out.
Oh, gosh.
Will you marry me?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yay!
Good answer.
Good answer.
Oh my God, I'm crying right now.
Me too.
Congratulations, Kathleen.
Oh
Justin set you up for an Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Oh, the best one ever.
To propose
God.
To you.
That was
oh
so
God.
Cute.
Thank you, Jubal. Thank you, guys.
Oh my God, Kathleen, it was a surprise.
It was.
Are you nearby so you could go give her a hug or a ring or something?
Yeah, I took the day off, actually, so I'm just hanging around in my car waiting for her to get this phone call.
Yeah.
Oh, you are so
He's
sweet.
Been waiting this whole time for us to call, yes. Kathleen. He was in on everything.
I'm going to come pick you up, okay?
Okay.
Oh, my God, way better than the zoo.
Yeah, congratulations, you two.
Oh, my God, yay.
Oh, my God, was somebody recording it? Like, do we get to keep this?
Oh, that's the awkward part. I forgot to record it.
You're such a liar.
Actually, yes, we have a recording. We'll give it to you guys.
Oh, thank you.